IoT.com.
This is the Live Music Showcase here from WMNF in Tampa. I'm Bill Dudley, and this is a show that comes your way every Friday afternoon here from Community Radio WMNF. You can watch us live on Facebook. Just go to Facebook and put in LMS WMNF. You can check it out live. Today, we got a couple of guys who are going to do some nice tropical music for you here. We got Bertie Higgins on the show today. And got a great guy backing him up, too. We'll find out more about that. But let's let him start off with a tune. Bertie, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us, man. It's great to be here.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear the Ray Stevens song, I'm Going to Tampa With You?
Yeah, I heard that.
Just thought I'd mention it.
Okay.
Sir Bertie Higgins to you.
Well,
what are you? What are you going to start off? What are you going to start off with here?
Okay, here we go. Here's a song I wrote back in the early 80s, and my publisher said, Bert, if this thing ever gets legs, it'll live forever. And he's right. It's still going. Here's Key Largo. Okay, you ready? 2, 3, 4. Wrapped around each other, trying so hard to stay warm. That first call went to Toucan, lying in each other's arms, watching those old movies, falling in love so desperately. Honey, I was your hero. You were my leading lady. We had it all, just like Bogey and Bacall, starring in our own late, late show, sailing away to Key Largo. Looking at you, kid, missing all the things we did. We can find it once again, I know, just like they did in Key Largo. Honey, can't you remember? Played all the parts, that sweet scene of surrender, when you gave me your heart. Please say you will play it again, 'cause I
Bertie Higgins, our guest on today's show. Bertie, introduce your friend here you brought with
this
you.
This is J-Bo Key, my guitar player.
Oh. Hi, Mom.
Yeah, glad to have you with us, J-Bo. Sounds really nice.
You know what? When I play that song for crowds, it's amazing the feeling after all these years. They just love it.
1982. Wow.
It's like Johnny Cash singing Walk the Line. I walk the line.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people first heard about you in 1982, but you come from this area here, Tarpon Springs, right?
Right. Yes, sir.
And you were doing music for many, many years before you came out with that song.
Yeah, actually, I started off, I was Tommy Rowe's drummer in my teens with a band called The Romans.
Uh-huh.
And we went on tour. We were on a Brian Epstein tour in England. We went, saw a lot of places, had a record deal. And, but I had to express myself musically. So I picked up a guitar. My mother taught me a little on the ukulele, kind of limited, but that's when I started writing. And I developed. It took time. In fact, I think I'm writing better songs today than when I wrote Key Largo.
Yeah.
But you never know where it's going to end up.
That's right.
I mean, my least favorite song was a thing called Tokyo Joe. I was on that Bogart kick. And I just literally hate it. But I get emails from people saying, Mr. Higgins, Tokyo Joe changed my life. And I'm going, what are these people listening to?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Man.
So you never know. But you had a lot of good friends in the music business, even at that time.
Through the Lowry Group in Atlanta. I'm talking Joe South, Billy Joe Royal, the Atlanta Rhythm Section, Alicia Bridges. The list just goes on and on. Bill was a genius.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't play an instrument. He finally sold his publishing company for Into the Millions to Sony.
Uh-huh.
And that's where Key Largo went. And but he's got 50 household words for his song titles.
Mm-hmm.
All the way back to Bebopalula by Gene Vincent.
Yeah, wow.
Just had great ears.
Yeah.
The worst thing he'd say to you, I mean, I remember when I played Key Largo for him, sitting on the edge of the desk with my old Martin guitar. He weighed about 380 pounds and got him. He started dancing. But the worst thing he said to you, if he said to you, well, that's got a shot, lad. It's time to pack up and leave. Go back and work on the project. How kind of him, though.
So then after Key Largo, you followed that up with some other songs that have been covered by a bunch of other people.
Well, the follow-up hit was Just Another Day in Paradise, titled the first album. It ended the Billboard charts at 38 in the Hot 100. That did very well. And then the whole time, Bill was telling me, hey, Bertie, Casablanca is a monster song in the Pacific Rim. What even fazed me was bouncing off my head because I was busy doing Dick Clark and The Tonight Show and all these things. But it turned out now I'm in China 8 times in the last year because it's huge. The song Casablanca is bigger internationally than Key Largo ever was or will be.
Hmm.
It's all over the world, and we've had some great people cut it too.
Yeah.
Like, yep. Some good people cut it.
Yeah, Nancy Wilson recorded that.
She did.
Great jazz singer.
Richard Clyderman's got a great version of it on keyboards.
Uh-huh.
But if you go to YouTube and put in Bertie Higgins Casablanca, there must be 100 videos on there that everyone's doing it, you know, either with acoustic guitars or orchestras or all sorts of things on this song.
So how's that feel, something you wrote back in the 1980s?
I feel a lot better if China paid royalties. No. Amazed. But I think it's a good song. In ways, it's, in my mind, is better than Key Largo, lyrically. We just sent it, my publisher just sent it off to Julio Iglesias.
Mm.
I think it's a perfect song. I do.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens.
You want to do us another song, whatever it is?
I got one called Get Your Tongue Out of My Mouth, Baby, I'm Trying to Tell You Goodbye. You want to hear that one? Look, he's over there grinning at me. I didn't say nothing dirty, okay?
No, no.
What? Hold on a minute.
We'd like to acknowledge our crew here. We got some great camera guys, and I don't have my cheat sheet, so I know we got Randy and Joe, right? Yeah. And Richard on cameras. We got Bob, Joe Remo. Yeah. And Randy. Mark's talking to me in the headphones. Rhea Cruz is assisting Mark Perfetti. He's our mixologist today. He's at the controls making it sound great. Bob Hoke directs our show. You can watch the show live on Facebook at LMSWMNF. Later on this evening, you can watch it on our YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/WMNF885FM. And courtesy of Richard. And just a great, great live music show crew we got right here on WMNF Tampa. If you like the show, you might want to check out our website, WMNF.org, and put some money in the old tip jar. Help us keep this show and this radio station going. Bertie, let's have a tune.
Sure. Want to remind everybody that we're going to be at Skipper's tonight.
Definitely.
Over on Skipper Road. We go on at 9 o'clock. And I'm going to do a shout-out to our road manager who's listening from the Sponge Docks in Tarpon, Wesley King. Are you there, Wes?
Yeah, at the Sponge Docks.
Okay. Every now and then we do a few rock and roll things. This I wrote a long time ago. I used to hang out a lot at Perdido Key, Florida. There was a bar there called the Floribama Bar, which is the greatest roadhouse I've ever been in my life. I mean, everybody was there. Doctors, lawyers, axe murderers, you know, everything. And the real estate people call that the Emerald Coast. But Florida Tech, I mean, Georgia Tech, Florida State all call it the Redneck Riviera. Here we go. I've been to Malibu, Miami too, and Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, Kokomo and Key Largo, Margaritaville are just fine. I've raised some hell in Fort Lauderdale, Daytona in the summertime, but there's this long stretch of sand that this party man can't get off his mind. Wanna be living it up on the Redneck Riviera, copping some rays in my cool Kmart Carrera. I got my cutoffs on, my brewing styrofoam looks so damn debonair. Living it up on the Redneck Riviera. I wanna see some hooters scooting on my scooter past the Panama City beach line, where a little mama sipping pina coladas out on the floor of Bama State Line. Rum and Coca-Cola back in Pensacola, so many bikinis, so little time. I'll do some resting for Walton and Destin with a cold beer and 7-Eleven wine. Living it up on the Redneck Riviera, copping some reeds in my cool Kmart Carreras. I got my cutoffs on, my brewing styrofoam looks so damn debonair. Living it up, Redneck Riviera. Take it home, Jamie. Whoa.
Bertie Higgins, our guest on today's live music showcase here from WMNF in Tampa. Glad to have you guys here with us. Bertie and Mr. J-Bo here playing the lead nylon string guitar.
Joey's, that's a tough one.
Yeah, yeah. Tell me a little bit about yourself and how you got mixed up with this guy here.
I knew Bertie's good friend, Mark. Mark Holiski, played with him around town. We were local musicians, and he said, one of these days you got to meet Bertie. And I did.
I did.
So anyway, yeah, I'm a local musician. I play in a lot of bands around town.
What are some of your bands?
The Sting Police, The Tropics, who were a big band in Florida in the 60s.
Yeah, I remember The Tropics, yeah.
Well, I still play with Charlie as The Tropics sometimes, lead guitar. And do a local thing called J-Bo.
J-Bo.
You won't be confused about the name of the band. It's also my name.
Yeah. Easy to remember that.
Yeah. J-Bo the band.
All right.
J-Bo the band. I never knew that.
It's true.
Boy, I
you
need
can
to
look
cut.
It up on Facebook.
Are you any good?
Huh? You'd have to ask my mom.
That's funny.
Get an unbiased report there.
Mark said, Bert, let's hire a new guitar player. I got this guy named J-Bo. And I said, what? What kind of name is J-Bo? Actually, it's J-Key is his last name.
Right. We both have famous ancestors.
Who's yours?
Francis Scott. Francis
really?
Scott Key, yeah.
Wow.
Cool.
That's
yeah.
right.
Well, and Bertie, you were telling me about you have some famous German ancestors.
Yeah.
I'm half
Portuguese and the rest is German and Irish.
Huh.
My great-grandfather from the late 1700s was Johann von Wolfgang Goethe, who wrote Faust.
The poet. Wow.
And as I mentioned earlier, I think I get my ability to write lyric fairly easily from that came down somehow, the DNA, the line to put it together. And I've gotten some great awards from Germany this last year. I was knighted. Got a PhD from Hanover University in music and was inducted into the Mozart and the Beethoven societies.
That's amazing. Yeah, you and Mozart and Beethoven. You know?
That's a stretch.
That's good company.
Even though I've always had a great like for classical music, yeah. When I was a kid.
Well, did you grow up playing music? I mean, in the household there in Tarpon Springs?
No, I grew up trying to stay out of jail. No. Basically, my first experience on the stage was as a ventriloquist. I had a little dummy on my knee.
And you were like 14 years old.
No, I was 12 at that time.
12.
But we both started stuttering. And the show kind of came to an abrupt end then. I couldn't. I say, and he sat back stuttering.
And Mel Tillis took, man, a Mel Tillis story.
Boy, I got some Mel Tillis stories you want to hear? God.
Anyway.
No, you
had a bunch of wacky jobs when you were young.
Yeah, I was a soda jerk for 3 years during high school, and a lot of things.
I read something on Wikipedia. What was that first one that was really?
Well, I eventually became a sponge diver, even though I'm not Greek. And
you worked as a sponge diver.
Yeah,
you were a little older then.
Yeah, I was about 21.
Yeah,
but it was amazing the things you do. I was just always born with a work ethic. My mom and dad worked hard. They had 7 children. But I always worked. Either mowing lawns when I was 8 or 9 years old and finally had a job as a shoeshine boy in a barbershop for a couple years. Then I went to work as a soda jerk and went in the Army. Went to college for a while. But it's been an experience.
Well, you went to college for a while, then you came out to do music, right?
Yeah, I was studying architecture and I went, what? Because I finally realized that this was is a dead-end street. So music was where it was at. Yeah, it still is, even though retirement maybe looms on the horizon somewhere. You get a little burnt out after a while.
Yeah, but you're not that old.
I don't think you know how old I am.
Well, I do know how old you are. That's why I'm saying that. You're saying you're older than me. So.
Yeah. I named Moses' dog. That's how old I am. All right, what's next?
Sing a song.
I want you to sing one. Do you want to sing one?
No, I want you to sing one.
You got any money?
I'll see what I got. Let me look here.
Where is the tip jar, man?
Tip jar is on our website, WMF.
All those years I played those bars up and down the beaches, I never had a tip jar out.
Wow.
It was embarrassing to me.
Dude, that retirement you're talking about?
It's going to be a while.
You could have been there.
Oh, God, yeah. What do you want to do?
It's up to you.
Well, yeah, we were talking about Casablanca earlier. Let's do it. You want to do it?
Yeah.
It's in the key of A minor.
Okay.
You remember this.
Yeah.
Okay. 2 and 3 and 4. I fell in love with you, watching Casablanca. of the driving show in the flickering light. Popcorn and cokes beneath the stars became champagne and caviar. Making love on a long hot summer's night, I thought you fell in love with me watching Casablanca. Holding hands neath the paddle fans in Rick's candlelit cafe. Hiding in the shadows from the spies. Moroccan moonlight in your eyes. Making magic at the movies in my old Chevrolet. And a kiss is still a kiss in Casablanca. But a kiss is not a kiss without your side. Please come back to me in Casablanca. I love you more and more each day as time goes by. I guess there are many broken hearts in Casablanca. You know I've never really been there, so I don't know. I guess our love story will never be seen upon the big white silver screen. But it hurt just as bad when I had to watch you go.
Yeah, good job. We got Bertie Higgins here.
What's left of him?
after last night.
So you had a little tumble you were talking about?
Yeah, well, we won't get it all.
Yeah.
Embarrassing.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's embarrassing. I hate it when something like that happens to me. But he's doing okay now, folks. He looks great and playing great and singing great. And
thank
that's what
you,
it's
man.
That's where it's at.
The voice is a little tough. It's still early in the day.
Yeah.
And the older I get, the lower the keys become.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you were talking
like
about
most
that.
Most stars.
Well, you know, back then, I could hit some great high notes. You know, not even falsetto, just wide open.
Yeah.
But as the years go by, man, those keys keep coming down.
They talked about Whitney's last tour. They would go down every day, almost.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's why they have capos, I guess.
Yep.
Yeah, no.
This is not my guitar. It's J-Bo loaned it to me. The guitars I play on the stage are acoustic electric, but they're really thin-line guitars.
Yeah, those are nice.
Yeah, they're great. They're plays really, really easy. So, but we're getting ready to go back on the road. I got some things coming up in 2018. They want me to go out with three different bands. Little River Band, Kansas, and Ambrosia.
Hmm.
So we'll see what happens.
But now, you're going to open for those bands? You're going to sing with those bands? What do you mean, go out?
Well,
with
Ambrosia
them?
Will be backing me,
okay.
Along with my guitar player and my piano player.
Okay.
In fact, Burley Drummond called me about it. I'm leaving out in Burbank, California now.
Oh, that's where you are now. Okay.
Yeah, but I'm thinking about coming back to Tarpon. I've been looking at real estate over the last couple of days.
Well, we'd love to have you back.
Well, I mean, outside of my band, there's not a lot of people that we have in common with. You know, sit down and discuss serious publishing issues and serious. Well, there's some studios that are up against the cutting edge now, here, around here. But I do all of my tracks in Nashville, and I do my vocals out in Van Nuys, California, in a guy's garage.
Yeah.
But he's got every piece of gear that you could possibly have for vocals.
Big project studio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There it is. But at any rate, I might come back to Tarpon. I do miss it desperately. I really do.
Yeah, well, I mean, you grew up here, so...
It's not just that. I mean, the rain. I was just kind of sitting out on the porch yesterday afternoon watching it rain. In California, if we get a shower, I grab some Johnny Walker Black and a cigar and have a hurricane party on the porch. I'm serious, man. It never rains.
Never rains. Wasn't that an Albert Hammond song?
What were you talking about? You were talking about being in the hurricane here in Florida when you were a kid.
Well, we used to tie ourselves to a telephone pole with a bottle of wine in each hand. I'm sure Wesley's listening. Hopefully he caught that one. At any rate, no, growing up in Tarpon was just wonderful. It's like being in Europe.
Yeah.
You know? Everybody stop in the middle of the street and talk to each other. And after 20 minutes, if you honk your horn, they want to get out the car and beat you up. You know, Tarpon was Europe. It still is, actually. But I've watched it grow a lot around here. We used to go hunting at Palm Harbor, the orange groves.
Yeah, yeah.
And took some women out there, too, in the cars.
A friend of mine went to Largo High School, and she said there were cows grazing.
That's what it was.
Yeah, and fields and stuff.
Life
like
was
that.
Simpler. Wasn't so much crime. People respected the president of the United States, which really gets under my skin. Yeah. But I won't get into politics.
Yeah, yeah. So you've had a bunch of albums and written a bunch of songs since the 80s.
About, I don't know, 250 songs probably.
Yeah, you got a whole bunch.
8 or 10 screenplays, shot some movies.
Tell us a little bit about the video end of things here.
Well, I decided when I went to California 13 years ago that I was going to make movies.
Huh.
And I was playing Vegas for a year or two to keep the lights on and the money flowing. I'd play on the weekends at one of the station casinos. But my son wanted to be a director, who's now 33, and he just directed Pizza Hut's new commercial and Samsung's new commercial. So he's doing well.
Got some big clients.
And then my younger son, Aaron, just joined the union as set dresser and prop master. Julian's getting ready to go into the DGA, which is Directors Guild of America. And these boys are really talented.
Cool.
I mean, I produce a movie and I watch Julian direct and I'm stunned by how good he is. But he's always been that way. He won his first award at the Seoul Pesca Film Festival when he was 17 for Best Documentary. So he's always had it. And Aaron's always had it. I've had Aaron, my youngest, on all our sets. And one for him, the whole thing would grind to a halt. It's amazing.
These guys play music too?
Aaron played drums in a band. They just got back from touring Europe. And then he went and joined the union and working at what he wants to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, folks, if you just tuned in, we got Bertie Higgins on our show today. J-Bo is here on the lead guitar, too.
So. J-Bo Key.
J-Bo Key.
You can call me Uncle J-Bo.
Grandson of Alexander Scott Key. Is that it?
No, Francis Scott.
Oh, dude. I thought it was Alexander Scott Key.
That's Alexander Hamilton.
Boy.
That was a long time ago. Good job. And this is
very nice.
So this is the live music showcase here from WMNF in Tampa. Mark Perfetti mixing it up today. And tell me who's assisting you today. Rhea Cruz and Richard Stone on cameras and Joe Remo and Randy.
Huh?
What's your last name, Randy?
Diesel Boy.
Diesel Boy, that's right.
All right.
They've got a pot named after him now.
Bob Hoke's directing.
I would know him.
Yeah, so anyway, great show. We really appreciate your support. You can watch us on YouTube tonight after Richard prepares this show, puts it on YouTube on Friday evenings. You can also watch us live here on Facebook, LMSWMNF. That is that's our Facebook handle, so just go to Facebook and put in LMSWMNF. You can see us doing our show right as it's happening. Pretty amazing, huh?
Cool, yeah.
After they go to Skipper's.
After they come back from Skipper's tonight.
Yeah. And tonight at Skipper's?
Huh?
Both of you will be there?
Yeah, with the rest of the band.
Oh, the rest of the band too. Okay, cool. Yeah. What are you going to do for us here?
As I mentioned to you earlier, I was driving down Glen Oaks Boulevard in Burbank 3 years ago, listening to a Prairie Home Companion on public broadcasting. And Garrison Keillor did a duet with a girl, Crossing the Bar. And I was so stunned I had to pull off the road. Every now and then I hear something, it just moves me in strange, deep ways. And this song did it. Alfred Lord Tennyson was a poet laureate of Britain in the late 1700s. And he wrote this just prior to his death. He knew he was not, he was going to die soon. And the bar is a sandbar 50 or so yards off the beach from the waves rolling in and flushing back out. And beyond that's the deep water, which was the death. And he wrote this, Crossing. Oh, and by the way, let me mention, this past, in 2016, the Bellamy Brothers did a version of this with me in Nashville. And I just on a whim entered it into the Acoustic International competition, which I think is out of England. And we won Best Folk Song.
That's great.
On this version of this song. It's really good. And it's on my new album. The new album's called Son of a Beach. Which we'll do that song.
We'll maybe do that song we'll a little later, yeah.
But not now. Right now we'll do Crossing the Bar.
And you also should give credit to the lady that wrote the melody, Ronnie Yarbo.
Yeah, right.
Who was on our show back about 8 or 9 years ago.
I've never met her. How old of a person is she?
She's probably in her 40s.
It's a very simple chord progression. It's in the key of D.
Yeah.
That's the key I did it in. I even threw a minor in just for kicks. So here we go. Here's Crossing the Bar. Sunset and evening star, one clear call for me. And may there be no moaning of the bar when I put out to sea. When I put out to sea. When I put out to sea. May there be no moaning of the bar when I put out to sea. Twilight and evening bell, and after that the dark. May there be no sadness of farewell when I embark. When I embark, when I embark, may there be no sadness of farewell when I embark. Yeah, go. Blood may bear me far. I hope to see my pilot face to face when I have crossed the bar. When I have crossed the bar. When I have crossed the bar. I hope to see my pilot face to face. I have crossed the bar. I hope to see my pilot face to face when I have crossed the bar.
So sounds good.
Isn't that a neat song?
That is a great,
I skipped a verse. I was like trying to shorten it down for the.
That's a great song. It's really.
Oh man, yeah. I mean, the words are. Yeah. I mean, really good. You know, I think we'll do that tonight on stage. What do you think? After everyone's half drunk and they'll fall asleep in the middle of it.
It's a beautiful song.
It is great, isn't it?
It's like another Hallelujah or something.
So you're at Skipper's tonight, 9 o'clock showtime, I think.
In fact, it's my first gig in quite a while. I just don't play much anymore. And Tom Whitemore, they called me and wanted me to come over and play. And so I said, okay, let's do something.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure there'll be a lot of people that want to see you.
We'll see. We just... we did... what's the last thing we did out of town? I can't remember. Well, so I guess this coming year I'm going to go back out on the road. And
How are you looking forward to that?
No. Oh, I don't know. Parts of it are okay.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've been in this business, what, 40 years?
Yeah.
Or more?
Yeah, a long time.
Sometimes you get up on stage and I'm thinking, do I really belong up here?
Well, you know? if you can still sing, you can play your guitar, you got something to say, I don't know, why not?
I don't know. China's really good to me. Oh, my gosh, we have big crowds.
So you've played all around the world, then?
You did my last tour with me, didn't you? Yeah, in China. How'd you like it?
I loved it. I loved the food. It was my favorite part.
Oh, well, the country's beautiful. Yeah. And the people are beautiful. The Chinese people are just gorgeous. Yeah. Wonderful.
Do they understand the words?
In fact, my label over there is called Huai Brothers. They're the biggest label in China. They don't want me to sing in Chinese, but every now and then I'll do. On this new album, I have a song called Jasmine Flower, which is a traditional Chinese folk song from three centuries ago.
And you learned it in Chinese?
Mandarin. In fact, I had a Chinese-speaking person in the studio with me going, no. You see, Mandarin's a tonal language. Ooh, 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 ooh. It's all a different word.
You mean different pitches have different meanings?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's a tough thing.
Jeez.
I mean, you could be saying, I love you, and you pronounce it wrong, and it's like, go to hell.
Yeah,
you
wow.
Know? It's funny stuff.
So how did you get interested in that? Just touring over there? You figured it would be good to know a little bit about it, or what?
Yeah, the Pacific Rim with Casablanca started in Japan. Then it started moving around when China finally swung its doors open, and all of a sudden, it's one of the top three karaoke songs in China.
Oh,
and there are 850,000 karaoke saloons in China.
Wow.
850, that's a lot of places singing Casablanca.
Oh, man.
But it's really strange. I'll be walking down the alleys in Beijing, for instance, tonight, and every third store, Casablanca is trickling out the windows.
So you had to go there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And we've seen it all. Did you go with us over to see the Terracotta Warriors that day?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know anything about
amazing.
These guys?
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah. I saw a TV show about those guys.
Yeah, that emperor had way too much time and money on his hands, I'm telling you. But have you been to the Great Wall? Did you go to the Great Wall?
I didn't see that with you. I wasn't there for that one.
It's like Chevy Chase on the lip of the Grand Canyon. Okay, let's go.
So how was that wall? Was it worth it?
Yeah, it was one of the coldest days of my life. I was out there a couple of years ago, and it is amazing. It's over 4,000 miles long. And it follows the contour of the land is what it does.
Yeah.
They didn't cut through any mountains or anything. And it's a tough walk. I mean, I walked about 50 yards and turned around and came back. I went, nope, not today. But China is really interesting, and they have four seasons. You know, it's the south part is tropical, you know. Sanya Island and Hong Kong, tropical. But I do love that country.
Mm.
I even thought about living over there 6 months out of the year.
Wow.
But they've got their problems, too. The government's pretty simple, you know. You kill somebody, they shoot you down in a week, put a bullet in your head, and then bill your family for the bullet. It's true.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going, yay, we should do that more here. I don't know, man. But it's an amazing, because only 10% of the population, to my knowledge, is members of the Communist Party.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what time we got here, sir?
We got about 15.
About wore out already.
Well, if you're going to be touring around, you know, you got to Gotta get that...
your sea legs.
Get the sea legs.
Well, it's interesting sometime. Like I said, I was just in Vegas 3 days ago. God, was it hot.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe how hot it was.
Well, it's hotter out there than it gets here, I'm sure. I always tell people up north when they talk about it was really...
My son told me, Dad, more than 3 days in that town, you need to get out because you start losing limbs. Start losing limbs. You guys been to Vegas? You, have
Come
y'all?
On.
Have you?
Yeah. Come on.
How'd you like it?
Yeah, sorry. I was only there for like 2 days.
Yep.
So you spent some time there doing shows.
Oh, yeah.
Back, back in the day.
It's just so weird. Everybody's weird. They're all from New Jersey.
Yeah.
Everyone working there is from New Jersey, I think.
A lot
Your
of people.
Son must play there. Diesel Boy. I mean, they're big on
Yeah,
DJs.
They've got that big, what's yeah. it called?
It's huge. The DJ thing out there, man.
Yeah, Diesel Boy is my son. He's really big in the rave music, drums yeah. and bass.
Yeah.
They have the Daisy Carnival. You heard of this? The Daisy Carnivals? 150,000 people. All of them high on something.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Let me do this new song, okay?
I'd love for you to do that.
All right, everybody. Hey, everybody. We haven't even told you hello out there. So hello.
Guys.
I mean, we got these... three good-looking guys we're looking at. You got to turn the camera on yourself for a minute.
Yeah, they never do that. They never do that.
Okay, this is the title song of the new album. I was riding around about 4 months ago in Burbank. I bought a neat little car. I love it, my new car.
What is it?
It's a two-seater hardtop convertible Mercedes-Benz.
Uh-huh.
It's the SLK series.
Okay.
Smaller than the big monster. But it is fun.
So you're driving down the road in Burbank.
Right. And I'm thinking, I've been working on this 25th album.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, well, I coined a term years ago called trop rock. Back 1970, I guess. So, but I'd never written a song called trop. Did I say 70? 2000 is when I coined. God, I'm getting old. At any rate. And I'd never written a song called trop rock. Which tropical rock.
Mm-hmm.
So I was going to write a song. So I started writing a song called Trop Rock. And for some reason, I renamed it Son of a Beach.
Okay.
So I wrote Son of a Beach. And it's the title of the album. And it's a new single that's out. It's going to be, it's soft release right now, but it's already up. I think it's at 580,000 streams on Spotify.
That's good.
So we might have a shot.
Yeah.
The album and the single will come out right after the first year, and I hope it's a cold winter so people are ready to get back in the sand. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Get that tropical thing going.
So this song took me a month, and songs normally don't take me that long, but the song was so simple that I really tried to simplify it down. Mm-hmm. So here's Son of a Beach. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
One, two, and three, and four. Bacardi and beer in this little beach bar near the docks. Island music they love best is what they request. Get some dancing in their flip-flops and Crocs. Babes in bikinis kissed by the sun, and the boys of summer showed up for some fun. Watching pretty snowbirds fly across the floor. Everybody's hoping. I'm a son of a beach, they say, an interesting man with a Cuba Libre smile and my toes in the sand. I'm a poet, a pirate, a buccaneer. Blackbeard and William Shakespeare. It's not who you are or hang your hat. Captain of the ship, or an old wharf rat, or in your backyard, in your little kiddie pool. It's all a state of mind, and we're all cool. So come on down, tie up at the dock, a rowboat or a 100-foot yacht. Join me, my mates, and soon you will be a son of a bitch like me. Well, I'm a son of a bitch, they say, an interesting man with a Cuba Libre smile and my toes in the sand. I'm a poet, a pirate, a buccaneer. Blackbeard and William Shakespeare. You got it, J-Bo. Yeah.
Bertie Higgins, our guest on today's live music showcase, with J-Bo doing some great lead guitar on his nylon string guitar.
And grinning.
Yeah, they're picking and grinning here in the studios here at WMNF, and this is the live music showcase from WMNF in Tampa. We're always anxious to hear from folks out there in radio land. You can send us an email at dj@wmnf.org or give us a call here at the station. And we're always happy to hear from folks who want to help us stay on the air with a little donation. You can do that at the tip jar at WMNF.org. We heard from Ann in Pasco. Sister's roommate loves your music. Sister's roommate?
My sister's roommate.
I don't know. It says sister's roommate. So, Ann,
okay.
Ann in Pasco. And she says, saw Bertie with Beach Boys. Are you touring with same band? That's the question.
No.
When was that? To the Beach Boys?
1914. No, 07.
Okay.
No, the Beach Boys and I became dear friends. I used to tour with them a lot.
Uh-huh.
Do you want to do another song?
Well, we got about six. We got about, we have just about 7 minutes. So whatever you want to do, a couple songs, you know. I was going to ask you real quick to, you know, you've written a lot of songs. Most of the albums, the 25 or so CDs that you put out, they're mostly original songs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Take it back. I did, I think my 18th album was called Gold From My Treasure Chest.
Uh-huh.
Where I did a lot of cover things.
A lot of tributes to people.
I did some Jim Croce, Cat Stevens, Frank Sinatra, stuff I always wanted to do.
Oh, yeah, okay.
90% of stuff's all original.
So you have advice for people that want to make it in the songwriting business, or do you have any other than don't do it? Or
Well, I mean,
it's hard.
The top 40 situations changed drastically. The Great American Songbook is dead. You don't have those great songs like The Wind Beneath My Wings or things like that that have been around for years and will go on for years.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the music today, hip-hop and rap has got its own deal, but it may last. I don't think so. It may. Like my sons have always been into earlier music.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why old rock and roll stations, you know, to still play old are very popular.
Yeah. Yeah, the oldest stations, yeah.
Yeah, man. Just make sure you got a talent for it. Listen to other writers and what they did and how they're doing it. There is a format. I'm pretty simple. My title is always in the chorus.
Mm-hmm.
And the chorus is something you can remember. Make sure the good Lord bless you with the talent to write.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
Because if you got that, it's easier. Then you can nail a publisher who will distribute your music to other artists, unless you want to do it yourself.
Uh-huh.
These days.
So, hey, if you got the burn, it's going to take every bit of desire you've got.
Really?
Oh, because it is not an easy business.
Uh-huh.
And the second thing is get the hell out of Largo or Tarpon Springs. You don't belong there.
Yeah.
The opportunities don't exist. Go to where it's happening.
Uh-huh.
Go. If you're in the country, go live in Nashville and fight that crowd.
It helps if you know people, too.
Well, but you're not going to get to know people if you don't go to where they live and hang out.
Uh-huh.
Go to L.A., New York, Nashville, some in Memphis, some in Miami. But you need to live where it's going on.
Uh-huh.
Even though it's tough, you're comfortable where you're at. Very few people make it out of small town USA.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I bloomed fairly late in life, my early 30s.
Really?
I should have left here earlier and gone to Atlanta.
You think?
Atlanta's a great spot now. It's for movies and music. Always has been for music.
Mm-hmm.
So, make sure you got some talent and work on it. Write every day. And no matter it is what it is you're writing, just write it. Okay? I mean, if you want to write polkas, but write. Seriously.
Yeah.
So there it is. Right, J-Bo?
Absolutely.
All right.
Every day.
Speaking of writing, I wrote this song about 3-4 years ago. And I've always liked it because it's just so utterly simple. The Girl. Here we go. Here's a song. It's called The Girl. She ran out of things to say just before the foreplay, after the wine. It was a certain look. She could read me just like a book. She gave more than she took. Every time we'd lie and listen to the rain on the tin roof and the window pane, sweeter than sugar cane, forever evergreen. Laughing in the linen sheets in that little back street suite. I heard a young heartbeat like a gypsy tambourine. Oh, how I miss the girl. Miss her kiss in her island world, lying on the sand with the sun in her curls. How I miss the girl.
That's a great song. Bertie Higgins, thanks for coming on our show today. And J-Bo, thanks for playing some great guitar. You want to take us out with a little quick one here?
I don't know, do you?
You play some blues out there.
Yeah, yeah. The folks on Facebook will get to hear the whole thing. And you've been listening to the Live Music Showcase here from WMNF in Tampa. Yeah. Bertie Higgins and J-Bo have been on the show today. See you next week.
stretch it out.